From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is prepared for next week's summit with North Korea. But that's not the key to making it successful. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he's spent a long time getting ready for the summit, but it has more to do with attitude and a willingness to get things done.
This isn't a question of preparation. It's a question of whether or not people want it to happen.
And says he'll know very quickly if Kim Jong-un is serious about making a deal, which the president says must involve North Korea denuclearizing. Days before the Singapore summit, the president was meeting here with Japan's prime minister to discuss strategy and Tokyo's own concerns. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And the president lamented his plight Thursday, saying it was ironic that he, as he heads to Canada for an economic summit with world leaders, then to Singapore to hold the nuclear weapons talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election continues at home. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's taking the Justice Department entirely too long to provide documents for which House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes and other lawmakers have asked.
That is why you've seen frustration. Frustration by me, frustration by Chairman Nunes, frustration by a lot of our members that the foot dragging by the Department of Justice should not be tolerated.
In his tweets, Mr. Trump twice complained about 13 angry Democrats working on the probe, a reference to campaign donations some have made to Democratic candidates, although Mueller is a registered Republican and is overseer at the Justice Department. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was appointed to his job by President Trump. This is VOA News.